This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ron Ugly is out. Sean Bajani, I almost called you Jean Bajani. How about that? Sean Bajani.
Jean.
There you go. You know, I'm big on straight Johnny, but I don't want to confuse our listeners.
Bada bing, bada boom.
And that right there is Tyler Milner. He's on the ones and twos behind the glass. Appreciate everybody out there for listening to us, whether you're watching on Twitch and YouTube. If you can see us, I'm sorry, but thank you. If you just out there listen, AM, FM dial, greatly appreciate you. And if you listen on that Odyssey app, it's A+. It's A+, baby. The Odyssey app, you can take us anywhere, everywhere you go. It's always live. They got a rewind feature. You can rewind, catch anything that you missed, and everything through from the day, all the different segments are individually podcasted there, for your listening pleasure, as well as all the different podcasts that are here at the station. That Big Orange Wagon that Tyler Milner and Patrick Creighton got going on. H-Town Hoops with, B. Scott is rocking and rolling. I believe Sean Pendergast, Utopia. I believe you can find that there as well. So make sure you get that Odyssey app, AUDACY. Do you have something, Bob?
Yeah, just let the people know you found out the country bar's name that you were talking about.
Rowdy's.
Rowdy's.
Rowdy's is what I was talking about. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, shout out to old Jimmy Rogers and the Boots for Troops folks out there.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Jimmy. It's, Rowdy's, it's like spring for a random concert for me is a little bit of a jaunt, unless the fellas or something go from here up there. But boy, when some of my favorite artists, whether it's old heads or some new school guys coming up, man, when they go through that Rowdy's over in Webster, man, that not only was that my old stomping grounds, but it's easy to get over there and see a little country music when the timing's right.
People were throwing out all kinds of suggestions, like Stetson's, Banana Joe's, Armadillo Palace, Firehouse Saloon.
It was Banana Joe's. That same place was Banana Joe's at one point, I believe. That spot has been, it's only been Rowdy's just recently. It was Big Texas back in the day.
Big Texas took over Banana Joe's?
I'm pretty sure it used to be Banana Joe's.
I thought Banana Joe's was across the way.
It may have been. Hell, I frequent
it. I used to go there all the time, too. That was a good spot.
Look, I left Slug Tracks in every single one of them. I drug around every bar on that side of town, baby, if you know what I'm saying. So it was good times now. It was good times. But, hey, on these Texans, we talk a lot about the interior offensive line. There's definitely a need at the wide receiver position. Look, I like Christian Kirk, but Christian Kirk ain't the answer. Nico Collins is the answer, but Christian Kirk ain't the answer. I mean, he's one of a group of three or four guys that are going to be your core receivers that you're going to really push towards. And Christian Kirk ain't enough. Again, we talked about the pressure on CJ Stroud. We talked about the way this is going to be a CJ Stroud centric team. They're only going to go as far as CJ Stroud takes them. This defense is great. They're only going to go as far as CJ Stroud takes them. Like, this team takes the next step beyond what we saw the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. If CJ Stroud takes the next step. And now CJ's going to need a lot of help, right? I mean, the O-line's got to be better. The OC's got to be better. The O-line coach got to be better. You get it. I'm just saying, if CJ Stroud plays great football, this team can go win 12 or 14 games,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, that's just the reality of it. If everything around CJ comes together and CJ is playing great football, convincing, high-level, efficient, staying upright, smart football, then this team's going places. And Christian Kirk, like, take Diggs and take Tank off the table and add Christian Kirk. We're not making progress there. This is not as dire a situation as the interior offensive line, because I think this one can be addressed through free agency, through a trade, or through the draft, to be completely honest with you. I'm okay with that draft risk in this situation, but they need more. And if you look at the list of free agents right now that are available, current free agents that are available right now, you got...
At what position?
Well, this is a list of all of them, but we're talking wide receiver.
Okay.
We're talking about adding a wide receiver now, not interior offensive line, wide receiver. We've got Cooper Kupp, Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, Steph Diggs, who, by the way, a video just surfaced. Steph Diggs is out running routes with resistance, with some of the bungee cords while he's running, showing some resistance. That knee looks really, really good. Obviously, he looks like he's moving really, really good, given that he's recently had that knee surgery. Tyler Lockett is a wide receiver that's out there. And then there's some couple of other ones way down the list. You get down to Deontay Johnson, I stop there because clearly that's not an option for the Texans. But the one at the very top of this list is interesting to me, Bijani.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper Kupp, right? And I said before, like, I would like Cooper Kupp to be a Houston Texan, but I don't have a real strong, like, here's why, you know, or I don't like him and here's why. Like, it's one of those deals where I can see the dots connecting between the Rams offense and terminology and the Houston Texan, given Kaylee just came out of there to be the OC. Right, I can see those dots connecting. I can obviously see that the Texans have a huge need at the wide receiver position. And I think, given Christian Kirk is, I think Cooper Kupp can play inside or outside, and there's some flexibility there with him, assuming that the tread is left on the tires and he can come back from injury. What I like about the current situation with Cooper Kupp is the reports that I'm hearing are he obviously was wanting a boatload of money.
Yeah.
And when you look at the teams that are interested, Seattle, New England, I think the Cowboys were even flippantly thrown in there at some point because his daddy and his granddaddy both played with the Cowboys at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
The reports I'm seeing is Cooper Kupp, the number's going to have to be significantly lower than what he wanted. And the number that I think is being reported that I saw is 12 to 13 million a year.
Yeah, 13 to 14 is what I saw. But okay. So somewhere between there, yeah.
So in that 12 to 14 range.
Yeah.
To me, that changes the thought here around Cooper Kupp. I don't know that I'm not in on the Texans getting in the mix with Cooper Kupp if it's at that number. And it would be a short-term deal. As I said before, if Nick Kaylee looks at it and knows there's no tread left on that tire, knows that he's not healthy, then hell no, I don't want no piece of it.
And he'd know better than most.
He would know better than anybody in this building, that's for damn sure, anybody in this city. So if Nick Kaylee's out, then I'm out. But if they're looking at this and they're kicking the can down the road on a Cooper Kupp at $12 to $14 million a year, I am all in, baby. I am all in on that right there. And I could really get down with this group.
Man. It's just
doesn't do it for you, huh?
I like Cooper Kupp, but I don't know how much tread's left on his tires.
Yeah,
and I don't know that I'd want the Texans to spend $12 to $14 million
to find out, huh?
Yeah,
I would hope Kaylee would know.
If there's a and look, if Kaylee says, you know what, yeah, the guy can still play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I mean, I think he could still play as well, but to the tune of 12 to 14, to me, Cooper Kupp is like a prime candidate at this stage of his career as a prove-it guy.
Yeah.
And the reason why is his lack of durability. He's missed 18 games combined the last 3 years. Now, when he's healthy, you know what kind of receiver he can be, and he's had literally one spectacular year, and that was 2021. Aside from that, the guy's been pretty good when he's healthy, but he hasn't been healthy.
But here's the deal. Here's the way I look at it, Bijani, is... When you get into the $10 to $12 to $14 million receiver.
Have you- Have you heard the phrase, the jack of all trades is a master of none? At Fitness Formula Clubs, we believe you shouldn't have to be the expert in everything. Let our team of wellness pros take care of you so you can focus on excelling at what you do best. Since 1984, FFC Chicago has been your one-stop shop for fitness and wellness. Whether you're looking for a massage therapist, registered dietitian, personal trainer, or Pilates instructor, you'll find the best at our 10 locations. Elevate your game inside and outside the club. Visit ffc.com/odyssey today to claim your special offer.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You're looking at a Cooper Kupp. Even if he is, you know, slightly less than what he was 2 years ago.
But I'm almost fine with like being slightly less than what you were a couple of 3 years ago if you've been a durable guy and you've become slightly less.
So you're kind out of on like Christian your point Kirk. About Tyler, you're out on Christian Kirk?
Hell no.
You like it, right? You mean hell no, or you're not out?
No, I'm not out on him. I love bringing Kirk
but
into this
you
office.
You sound like you're out.
You don't. No, you said Christian
Cup.
Kirk.
I said Cup.
Yeah.
I meant Cup.
Oh.
I meant Cooper Kupp.
Oh.
I knew you weren't out on no damn Aggie.
Not a
I knew
big
you
fan.
Weren't out on no Aggie. You're out on Cup.
Yeah, not a big fan.
At a lower number?
Not necessarily at a lower number, no.
I'd be
But since the beginning of these rumors and the idea of bringing Kupp into Houston, I've been more so out than in, yeah. I would say.
You can miss me at the $20 million range, but if you get down lower than that, I'd like to entertain.
Look, if the Texans could make it work, then it's not our money. Like, hey, that's their money they're going to spend, so long as it doesn't prevent them from doing what else they need to do on the offensive line and maybe in some other areas. But I'd be in on this guy at a lower number. There's no doubt about that. But the point you made about Forrest Whitley – with the Astros, yeah, you know, yeah. You'd rather
don't,
him
don't
just
do
like
that.
Fail.
Don't you put, oh, okay.
You know, you'd rather him just
be
like
healthy
fail,
and not good
be
enough.
Healthy and fail and stink. You know what
right.
I mean? As opposed to like, man, injuries. That's where I'm at with Cooper Kupp. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know if I want the Texans to take a $12 to $14 million gamble on a guy that might play 7 to 12 games for you this year. Like, you already got one of those guys in Nico Collins. He might miss 5 games this year.
Yeah.
You need somebody durable.
Yep, I'm with you. I mean, you need it. Perfect world, you can go out and find that. I mean, there's risk associated with any way you get that next receiver, and I don't know. I'll entertain Christian Kirk at that. I mean, Christian Kirk, Cooper Kupp at that lower number. All right, here it is. There's there's a lot of unknowns. I'll use that. There's a lot of unknowns on the offensive side of the football for the Houston Texans. Let's power rank the most concerning things with the Texans right now. Bajani's got a whole list of them. And no, Sean, you did not miss anything. We'll give you that list.
Okay.
We'll cuss and discuss. 713-572-4610. Shoot a text in. Let us know what you're worried about on the offensive side. The most. I know there's several things to worry about right now.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.